for Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. You'll read that in Hebrews 13 and 12. Amen. The Apostle Paul opened his letter to the churches by referring to the members as those who are called saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't feel like, amen, that that's a put down. That ought to be a pick me up. Saints don't put you down. Or being called a saint does not put you down. It ought to pick you up. You ought to be glad to be called a saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't let, amen, people, amen, who are very, I don't know whether they're deep or whatever they are, amen, praise the Lord, make you feel uncomfortable because you say you are a saint. Why should you feel uncomfortable, amen, because you're called a saint? You should not be. Amen. That ought to make you feel good. You want to identify with Christ, right? Well, then if you are identifying with Christ, amen, then you want to use the title, and you can wear it. I'm a saint. You're not telling anybody, amen, that you're so much better than they are. Huh? No. No. You just want to identify with a certain group of people. Huh? Amen. If winos don't mind being called winos. My God. Amen. Something I'm proud of. Yeah. Yeah. I see you got some folks in here that don't know nothing about Dakota. Amen. There are folks identify on the corner. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're one of them, amen, you're their brother. Hey, bro. What's happening? Yeah, they can identify with you. Amen. So when the saints come together, then we ought to be able to identify with one another, right? I'm a saint. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I go places, amen. Praise the Lord. And people will look at me and they'll come up to me and say, you look like a child of God. I say, thank you so much. I am. I'm glad it shows. I want to identify as being a child of God. Well, if you are a saint, that's all you're doing. You're just identifying as being a child of the Most High God. Oh, let me see if I can close this out. Amen. A psalm and a song. At the dedication of the house of David. Amen. Psalms 34 says, sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Sing unto the Lord. Amen. As the choir was singing today, I believe somebody had a little anointing in their voice today. I'm serious, choir members. I'm proud of you. Amen. I felt some anointing in the singing. Amen. Because singing is not just learning the words of a song. Amen. Singing again and not in the church now. It's not just being in the right key. Hello, somebody. Amen. Singing in the church, amen, and not trying to show somebody what you can do with your voice. But singing in the church, amen, is singing of the anointing because you want somebody to feel the power and the presence of God. Somebody say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know a lot of folks that can sing, but there's no anointing. There's no power in their singing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I love singing under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why the most simple songs, amen, have so much meaning, because they were sung under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the more saints could say, come by here, the Lord, come by here and make your hair stand up on your head, because they sung it under the power of God. And they wasn't just playing. They wanted the Lord to come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's sick, Lord. Come by here. Oh, 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 Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when they were precious, precious in the sight of the Lord. In the death of his saints is precious in the sight of the Lord. In the death of a saint. Why? Because we know that the saint is going home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. They're going to that place where there'll be no more crying, no more dying. Yes. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy. How many know joy is coming? Joy is coming in the morning. And somebody said, it's morning time. It's morning time because the Lord is here. The Lord is blessing his people. The Lord is anointing his people. The Lord is lifting up his people. The Lord is going forth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Quickly, let me give you a few attributes. Let me give you a few. My God, my God. Let me give you a few attributes of a true saint. Do you want to be righteous? Number two, a saint is humble. A saint don't walk around stiff-necked. A saint don't walk around like they're better than everybody else. A saint don't strut like a peacock. Amen. Praise the Lord. But a saint know how to humble himself. And the Lord elevate a saint, the more humble he or she gets. Saint stays humble. Hallelujah. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to be divided. Divide the spoil with the proud. So you want to stay humble. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A saint has a meek spirit. Blessed are the meek. Hey, glory. Praise the Lord. For they shall inherit the earth. So you want to keep that meek spirit. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. A saint, there it is. That's what they were singing about. A saint is a child of faith. A saint has faith. A saint lose their own mind and take on the mind of Christ. And they believe the whole world, the whole word. And they have enough faith to believe that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. We live by faith. So we conclude, and I'm closing, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. But what the law could not do, God in his infinite mercy took his son and moved him from the side of his throne and wrapped him in sinful flesh and sent him into the world. And he died like a common thief on the cross of Calvary that I might live and have a right to the tree of life. And I have enough faith that Jesus Christ, who died on that cross and spent 3 days in the grave and got up on the third day with all power, caught a cloud and went back to glory. I have enough faith to believe he's coming back. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Somebody said yes. Somebody say yeah. Listen to this. I can appreciate being called a saint because the Lord thinks so much of me that on judgment day, he gonna let me help judge. The saints shall help judge the world. That's in the Bible. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that I'm a son of God. Everybody stand me. Everybody stand me. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. Thank God for making me a saint. Maybe there's a question in your mind. Brother Johnson, how can I become a saint? By giving up the world? It's just that simple. Giving up the world. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And say, from this day forward, I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm giving up everything that is not like him. I promise the Lord, if he will save me today, I promise him, I'll serve him the balance of my days. Listen, listen. The world hold no good for you. Did y'all get that? The world hold no good. Nothing in the world is worth losing your soul for. It holds no good for you. The world, amen, will take you down. The world, amen, will cripple you. The world will cause you to spend eternity in a place called hell, where there will be a lot of wailing, a lot of crying, and gnashing of teeth. How would you like to be in a place, amen, for all of your life, forever and ever, all you hear is a lot of crying and hollering and cursing? My God, I'd rather go to a place where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary can be at rest. Am I making any sense here? If there is one that's not saved, would you make your way to the altar right now? Don't look at the person standing beside you or behind you. Just come straight to this altar. Because I've preached out of my soul. I've given you what God has given me. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. Amen. It's worth my preaching to try to get somebody to change their way of living. Turn from their wicked ways.
Transmitted all day.